Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's off-season podcast. But this podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's maybe a little more on-season than some of the other off-season things. There have been some rumors going around that perhaps this year for Big Brother 22, we'll get an all-star season of Big Brother. And we've never heard these rumors before. This is very new to us. That's All-Stars. It's, you know, we haven't heard a word about All-Stars since the first time it happened. And so this is, you know, very, very exciting, very new. I, your host, Taryn Armstrong, have brought on two very excited speculators to chat with me and to speculate about this brand new concept of what might happen if this really is an all-star season. I've got Aman with me. How you doing, Aman?
I'm great. And I am a proud speculist. I am a proud optimist in the fact that I think that this is indeed going to be the year that we are getting all-stars too. Clearly, Taryn still has a few reservations, which is fine. That's fine. But I am here representing all of those that are holding it near and dear to their hearts with the real possibility that this is finally what we're getting. All-star suit. Yes.
All right. Also with me is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I am good. I thought you were talking about me the whole time because Aman and I have spent the past couple of days with me in that pessimistic role. So at least we have the numbers here. We're 2-1, at least it seems like, of the pessimistic side of this. I don't want to be pessimistic, but how many times can we go through this of hearing it's all stars and then being let down? I don't know.
My first reaction to any potential all-star season and rumors and all of that is like, okay, but like, let's say this is true. Let's say, okay, let's say this time it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cast that they're actually realistically going to cast that I'm actually going to be excited about?
So for me, I mean, obviously, it's been known for quite some time that the reason, at least this is what production has been claiming is the reason, is that they have not been able to find people that they would deem worthy of an All-Stars 2 cast. So if they can't find the greats, if you can't get the Vanessa Russos back, if you can't get all of those showmances that they want to see come back and rule the house, then they're just going to say, screw it. We're just going to scrap the entire thing. That was their alleged reason. So the fact that we're finally getting it in the wake of this pandemic, and seemingly because of the fact that maybe they can't particularly cast from the regular pool of civilians, you know, if you will, I'm like, well, then at least try and get the best of what's not the best. You know what I mean? And like, sure, you're not going to get the epic cast. I mean, the person that wrote the US Weekly article already told us, curb your expectation here, folks. Like, it's not going to be what you want. But I mean, it's still exciting to see an entire, we haven't had an entire cast of returnees in Big Brother since 2006. And I think that that within itself is something to be excited about. You know, yes, I mean, we still have to withhold some, you know, have some reservations because we don't know, they could be bringing back some people that we really don't want to see. But until that happens, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to see the prospects, you know?
I'd be excited if I felt like it was actually going to happen. So that's where I'm coming from. But if they do end up doing the season, I feel like I'm going to get exactly what I expect. Honestly, I don't expect the big names. I think if they were going to do the big names, everybody's been talking about for however long now that they should have done that in like February. They should have done that in, you know, the slot that they usually do Celebrity Big Brother in. Why don't we have those people come back for 3 weeks at that time? Because then you can get Will, you can get Dan, maybe you can get Janelle, you can get Brittany to leave their families for an extended period or a small period of time. If we're doing this now, everybody keeps talking about how, yeah, it's a shortened season if they go from mid-July until the end of September. So maybe that would still be the selling point. I'm not even so sure about that. I don't know if anybody has heard anything otherwise, but I can easily see them wanting to push this into October or November, depending on when they start, because who knows, you know, how many, like they're still going to have no shows in the fall that are filmed on the exact schedule that they were supposed to be filmed on. So I wouldn't be surprised if they still have to sell people on, we need you for 99 days. And then people start to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, I just have no faith in the producers of Big Brother to know like which people should be brought back and what would make for a good cast. I just feel like, you know, if we're thinking about, and you know, there was that article that said that a bunch of people have already said no. And like, if their top choices are saying no, like, who are their second and third choices? Like, who is the not the cream of the crop of the people that production would want to bring back? It's like, oh man, I don't know if this is going to be necessarily something that we're cheering.
Yeah, I can see it going both ways. I feel like there's so many production people like that probably want to get back the big names. Like, you want to go for the shoot for the stars at a time like this, where it's like you might be able to get a lot more people than you would have expected because everybody is home and everybody's been, you know, dying to get out of the house, and the kids probably don't have a lot going on this summer anyway. For those that do have kids, I don't know what the state of like camps and all that kind of stuff is for the summer, but you would think that you would be able to get people. And if they are saying no, then I would hope that the second tier is some of the recent bigger names, but just not the shining stars, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It's like, we're not going to get the Big Brother 7 cast, but if we can at least get people from recent seasons that did stand out in one way or another, like, I can't imagine that the 18 players, 17, 20 players, like, if those people are all saying no, I would be pretty surprised.
I'm less concerned about getting big names as I am about just casting people that are going to be hungry for it. Because there are people that went out pretty early in their Big Brother seasons and then have been brought back in subsequent seasons and have been the stars of that season. Davon is a clear example of that. She is not somebody that you would have expected to have been brought back for BB18. And then you could not imagine BB18 without Davon. Like, she made the jury house that season. And so for me, maybe you don't get Janelle. Although if I were Janelle, I wouldn't come back either. Like, she's been in there three times. It's like, sometimes it's just done when it's done, you know? But if you can't get the Janelles, if you can't get a Derek, if you can't get a Vanessa Russo, cast people that are going to come back that maybe didn't have the best tenure on their first season, but want to come back and prove themselves. Cast hungry people, and then you'll get a good season of Big Brother. At the end of the day, it's about people that want to play and that are going to be prepared to play. And all of these people have played before. All of them know how the show works. Many of them are going to be more willing to, you know, play the game. So I really just, I care more about that than I do about getting a bunch of the Oscars. Of course you want the Oscars. Of course you want people that are going to be coming back to claim the throne that they were robbed of. Of course you want to see those redemption stories as well. But fan favorites also make a good All-Star season. And if we get more fan favorites than we do All-Stars and it turns out being a good season, then I'll be satisfied. So.
Yeah, I'm concerned that if this happens and there are a bunch of people who come back, that like these people will sort of be in that spot of like, okay, they played once and then they did not learn anything from their first time, and they come back and they do the same thing again. Like, they haven't been watching the show very closely. They haven't dived into, you know, the strategy of what they should have done. They've just kind of like lived off of like, no, I definitely would have won if not for X. And then they come back and they just kind of repeat their mistakes.
Totally
possible.
That's
definitely a concern. That's totally possible. I just feel like at the end of the day, you've been there once. You know what it's like. You know what it's like to be voted out in varying degrees. And hopefully, you know, no matter if you're a player that leaves the game and then studies it and listens to Terrence's podcast and learns about, you know, strategies that it could have gotten you to the end, learns about fatal flaws, stuff like that, or you're a player that, you know, sort of just like let Big Brother lay where it was. I feel like those players probably wouldn't want to come back anyway. You know what I mean? I feel like you're going to get people that are going to be people are going to hate me to say it, but you're going to get people like Frankie Grande that, you know, had a pretty good run on the show, isn't necessarily a fan favorite, but's going to come and play, you know? So that's, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for those people.
Yeah, we want the players who decided in between seasons that they were going to study up on their game, play some sequester, make some new game decisions that they could, you know, work into their Big Brother strategy, and then they're going to come back in the house and they're going to use that to their advantage, and maybe some alliances from sequester working their way back into the Big Brother house. And that's going to come eventually. One of these days, there will be a sequester alliance, or it'll have something to do with the downfall of a player. I see it coming.
Yeah. Is there any chance at all that any player from pre-original All-Stars makes an appearance? If there is an All-Stars 2, does anybody from season 2 to season 6 have a chance here?
I would say at least one. I feel like they're going to try to get at least one person from that era, if not two, but like at least one OG. Like when they had the first All-Stars, they had a lot of recent players, but they went back to get Chicken George just so they had somebody from the original season. I feel like they'll do the same kind of thing now where they have recent players, but they get one from the original era of the show. I don't know.
Who's the most likely?
Who's the most likely? I don't know. They can get Bunky back, right? He's not doing much. Bunky, Monica's
exactly
still out here.
That's exactly the kind of choice I could see them making. Yeah. Like of all the pre All Stars players, they choose Bunky.
I know Monica's still available in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She always goes to the premiere party, so I feel like she probably wouldn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they're gonna ask Janelle. I mean, she's Big Brother. She's the original Big Brother queen, so of course they're gonna ask her.
Have we heard
maybe
lately?
Danielle, like, maybe.
I was gonna say Danielle. Have we heard from Danielle lately about if she would play again?
She's been kind of quiet on Twitter lately. I mean, she's usually pretty active, and I haven't really seen her.
She's been quiet for a while, though. Not just recently.
I think she would. But like, you know, looking through some of the other names from these seasons, like I know you called out on Twitter yesterday. You said it's not All Stars if you don't have June. So I know you want to see her back. I think we all do, but it just feels like that's not the most feasible to see.
I get the feeling she doesn't have a good relationship.
Yeah, I feel like she has called out Julie so many times that...
Especially with Julie. There's a very rocky relationship with Julie that that June has. But like, you know, and this was pointed out on, I think, Reddit somewhere, like, how much power does Julie still have over Big Brother? Like, I think in some ways, like, you know, she's maybe lucky to still have a job there, you know? So, I don't know. Does she still have veto power over casting with, you know, with Les gone?
Yeah, I don't even know if she ever had any to begin with in the heyday, you know what I mean? So that's a very good point.
Do they worry about, like, if we bring June back into the house, she's going to be calling out Julie on the live feeds and, like, on the show, she'll be, like, making comments to her. Like, are they going to have to tell her, you can come back, but be on your best behavior and don't be mean to Julie?
Yeah, and she also doesn't live in the U.S. at the moment. I don't know.
Right,
that
so that's also something.
She'd have to relocate. She has a child, too, so that's, like, a lot to take into account.
So it's going to be Bunky is what we're saying.
Yeah. I feel like they wouldn't mind. Like Lisa almost came back for regular All-Stars now.
Been a while. They're going to need a character, I think. Lisa was a great person to be on the show. I love her as a winner. I think she's super underrated, but as like somebody to bring back, like that's just kind of like bringing back Kelly Wigglesworth. And you saw how they edited her when Wigglesworth came back on Survivor.
But they did bring her back.
And then they regretted it by giving her zero airtime throughout the entire 9 or 10 episodes that she was on.
I'd say Lisa's better than Kelly Wigglesworth, personally.
Probably.
I'm thinking maybe, and this is alleged. Don't take anything that I say as fact. It is alleged, okay? I have heard that Yvette Cordero has been contacted, so maybe her.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the Big Brother 6 people are kind of hungry. Like I know, like I've talked to April. I know that she's been like, you know, wanting to come back. Certainly not Maggie. You know, she's disappeared from humanity. But
yeah, she's gone.
Yeah. But like, do you think they'd ask Kacer again?
If they do, I don't know that he would be that into it, honestly. I feel like watching the BB6 reunion that they did recently with Evil Dick, like, I don't know if maybe, I mean, he did kind of have like not great internet connection, but he wasn't like as in on the conversation as everybody else was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think like the biggest thing for me with some of these older players is while I do believe a lot of them are worthy of coming back, do they want to play with these newer people? You know what I mean? Like, do they want to, I mean, we just watched Winners at War for Survivor and we watched how, you know, the game has shifted and changed over the years and how old school players sort of had to learn how to adapt to the new style play of the game. And while Big Brother hasn't shifted too much since like Big Brother 6, I do wonder if just like the general scope of Big Brother and like the culture that surrounds it, especially with social media, well, some of these older people want to even subject themselves to that.
Yeah. I mean, I love Kacer, but if we're being fair, I don't know if he was ever like on the right wavelength in terms of, you know, strategy.
Yeah. No, yeah, no. He's just nice to look at. And he, I mean, he came back for the BB20 reunion. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. All right, though. But I think big question is Eric Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get the invite? Does he say yes? I think he's a very memorable character from season 8. I think he's got America's Player going for him. I think that two big obstacles. He is somebody that he wanted to play for a long time and then kind of gave up hoping and started, you know what, I've accepted that I'm not going to play again. And he's kind of starting to live his life outside of it. And so I feel like he might be hesitant to get back into that headspace. And then also, like, there has to be a reason they never invited him back, right? Like he should have been a lock to come back in any of the returning situations.
Yeah,
for all of these years. But for some reason they never asked him.
Right. So it feels like this is the time. This is like kind of now or never kind of thing where if this is full All-Stars and he gets asked back this time, it's like, if you don't say yes this time, or if this doesn't work out for now, I just can't see it happening, you know, 10 more years in the future. It's not just Eric. Like nobody's getting any younger out here. Everybody's like, if you're getting called back and you were on Big Brother 8 or anything prior to that, this probably would be your last chance unless you're Dr. Yeah. Will or, you know, Janelle.
I mean, he's been pretty active in the community and with RHAP and everything. And I feel like he would love to come back and not be hindered by the Team America thing. We never got to see him really spread his wings as much as I think that he would have liked. And yeah, I agree. Like, this is the time. This now more than ever is the time for anybody that has not been on the season of Big Brother in a long time to get their shine. And I feel like Eric is someone that could potentially do well as well. I mean, I feel like there's probably going to be a newer cast that are going to be on this season. And I feel like there's a possibility that some of these, you know, newer players don't really know what they're getting with him. And I think that could possibly serve him well in the season. So I'm all for Eric Stein coming back.
Who is he competing against in terms of like his spot? Like, is anybody has filled the spot? I feel like no, because I feel like there are similar archetypes, but like I think he's America's Player. I think that's his archetype now.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he stands alone. I feel like he's a unique cast member, regardless of the archetype that he's in.
Yeah,
it depends. I mean, if we are going to end up talking about people like Ian Terry, other people that have been, you know, Steve Moses is like, it's just, that's a similar archetype kind of to me, where it's just the intelligent, strategic, similar looking guy. Like that's the same kind of person. I feel like they would, if they like, depending on who got calls out of them, I feel like they would probably take one from that group.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like he's a bit older than them now. And I feel like he's not known as like the super fan. He's known as America's Player. And so I feel like you could cast Ian alongside Eric Stein.
It's also the thing, like, do casuals at all remember America's Player?
I think they do. I think that like every season, people are still like, oh, is there an America's Player whenever there's a Hinky Vote cast? Like, it's a pretty memorable thing.
Maybe.
Many of them remember Evil Dick, you know,
for all the right reasons. So crazy if they made him America's Player again in All-Star season at Big Brother. Like, I would just be like, goddamn. Vicious, just straight like, vicious.
Please, will you do it? Please, Eric. Okay, fine. He gets there right before he enters the house. So we just need to sign one more thing.
Why don't you just come into the diary room real quick? We got to talk to you.
Now that you've been in quarantine for 2 weeks.
I can't get away now.
I don't think they're touching season 9. I really don't. I don't think we need to talk about season 9.
No season 9, but if they do, no, they wouldn't. Never mind. They're not going to. Yeah. No shot.
It's old and not respected. So I think the combination of those two, it's a no go. But season 10 is just a wealth of options.
Yes.
I think Brian, Jesse, Libra, Michelle, Rennie,
my
Keisha,
queen.
Memphis, like that's like seven people. Like you could cast all of those people and I'd be happy.
It's never going to happen, but y'all, I already said this on Twitter, you all would block the hell out of me, because if Libra Thompson ever entered that house again, it's over for your timelines. I'm sorry. I'm riding hard for her the entire way. Even if she were the first person evicted, I'd be like, Libra should still be here. Oh, Libra wouldn't have made that move. Oh, Libra should have won that one. Like, I would just be so, I love Libra so much. She was just such a character on that show and a huge reason why BB10 was just so epic. But you're right, Taryn. Like, there are just so many iconic players from that season for many reasons, as, you know, fan favorites, strategic legends, just a plethora of options here for BB10.
Yeah, I just
they
don't
have to get somebody.
I don't know that I see it for at least like the Libras. I feel like I think I saw on Twitter recently that she's not interested in playing again.
She would never come back. No,
how true that is. No, I think if it's anybody from BB10, besides, you know, you would want Dan there. I don't know that Dan says yes. I think Keisha is the obvious choice if she is willing to come back. Otherwise, it seems pretty likely that they would end up honestly going with Jesse. Jesse, who is somebody who has been around the CBS sphere for a while now. He's been brought back many times for like guest spots and hosting competitions and whatnot. And he is old enough where you can kind of not consider him old school or like an OG, but like he is much older school than these current players, and people still know him. People still talk to him. And I definitely can see them putting him back in there, even if it's not what most fans are dying for.
He's always on episodes of The Talk. He's definitely getting a call and would definitely, if they invite him.
I think he has the record for like most appearances on the show, because they bring him back so often. So it would not surprise me at all if they were interested. But he's also got a lot going on, I think, with his own career. So who knows?
Yeah.
But I could see them reaching out to Michelle. I think Michelle would do it.
Mm-hmm. She definitely would. She still talks about Big Brother every season. She's pretty active on Twitter. And of course, we all love Keisha, the most epic birthday of all time. Like, and she came to the BB20 premiere. So I don't know if she's interested in doing it again, but she would definitely get a call. So I'd love to see her back too.
I don't know, like how many older people archetypes do they have ready to go? I feel like if they're looking for, you know, somebody a little older, I think Rennie, who else do you got?
Yeah, it's been so long for Rennie. And I do know that, or I've heard that she is like pretty vocal on Twitter and says a lot of things. And is that all like, is there any like political kind of stuff in there that she's saying? Are they, if
no, she usually, case, she usually, from what I've seen, I don't think I follow her. I think that she kind of just pops up every season. But from what I have seen, whoever like the most hated Big Brother player is at any given time, she'll come on Twitter and trash that player. So it was Paul for two
very
seasons.
On brand.
Yes, it was Paul for two seasons, and then it was Jackson last season. So she at least keeps up with, you know, who's the jackass this season that I can throw some shade at. So I don't know if she's watching and she's just like tweeting every now and then, or if she's just like reading the room. I don't know, but she's at least still within the sphere. And Taryn, you said that you had an interview with her. So,
yeah, I mean, she's somebody that's still like involved. She's still, you know, talks about Big Brother, thinks about Big Brother. So I think, I think she might be interested in doing it. You tell Rennie like, you're an all-star, come on the season. I think she'd say, yeah.
She was 53 then, she'd be 65 now. So,
and that's the same kind of thing. Like if this is all-stars and Rennie is not on it, you guys can, you know, we can all wish away our dreams of ever seeing her again.
It's inappropriate
to not call Rennie for All Stars.
Exactly.
Season 11, I feel like there's not a lot of options here. You know, like maybe Natalie is sort of like the, you know, she's grown and matured. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't think people remember Natalie. And if they do, they certainly don't remember her fondly. You know, maybe Kevin, but I feel like people also don't really remember Kevin all that much. And so
no chance.
I just don't see many options here.
No, I think they'd sooner have a BB-15 returnee more than BB-11.
Well, that's a bold call.
I don't see anyone here that they would ever put it back on TV.
I completely disagree. I think that Shima is a shoo-in. I think she is definitely coming back. I think she is best friends with production. It's happening.
Season 12, I think any of the brigade, that I think they'd want at least one of them. I think, and I think Enzo and Matt are the two most likely.
Yeah, Enzo is still a big personality. He's been around at events, so he's still involved in the community, and he's Enzo. Like, you don't have many people named Enzo with these big Italian personalities that come by Big Brother all the time. I think he's definitely somebody that they would consider. Hoffman, you know, I think a lot of us want to think that they are considering him, and I'm sure he has gotten calls. I'm sure he's getting a call this time. I just don't know how likely I think it is for him to go on. I would group him probably in with that Ian and who were we talking about? Eric and that group. I feel like he fits a similar kind of archetype. So I don't know if he gets in, if any of the other guys get in. And if they want brigade representation, like I said, they'll probably go with Enzo. But BB-12 is Rachel and Brendan, I think. If either of them are willing to or able to go on the cast, we've seen Rachel, you know, go on shows before. It was, you know, The Amazing Race recently, but she's obviously still going to be having that desire to play these games until like her entire life. So if she wants to be in, she will be given a spot, I'm sure. I just don't know if she can, you know, I don't know. Wait, no, is she pregnant? I feel like I heard
she's pregnant.
I don't think she'd fill up a BB-12 spot. I think she'd fill up a BB-13 spot. That's more her season than BB-12. But I don't think Matt is in the Ian Steve archetype either. I think that you know, he's a lot like Matt's good TV. Like he's a weasel. Aggressive player. He's a weasel. Yeah, he's like he's a smarmy guy. He's more of like a Nick Juhas than he is like an Ian or a Steve, I think.
Yeah, he's like in a cast of like BB heroes versus villains, he's definitely a villain, whereas Ian is more like a hero.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I mean, I'd like Matt to come back. I feel like he would definitely come back and just give us good TV again. I feel like Matt would come back, and I think, of course, I mean, who doesn't want to win All-Stars 2? But I feel like more than anything, he would be like, I'm just here to just screw with y'all. Like, I'm just here to just cause chaos and just have a good time. And I think that you need people like that. You do. You need them to like fully flesh out a cast. So
the Big Brother sequester game was stacked in terms of like, you know, cast from Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And he was arguably the star of the Big Brother sequester game. Mm-hmm. In terms of like both strategic and entertaining value. He was very near the top, and that I think says a lot.
Yeah. Any chance we see Brittany?
No, I don't think so. I think she also has.
I mean, she did Amazing
child.
Race recently.
It depends on how long the season is, I guess. If they tell her that it's 99 days or even like 70 days, she probably says I can't do it. But if they go for like 60 days, maybe even like just 2 months, and you know, she is, I'm sure, going to get a decent paycheck to go on. She's a big character in terms of Big Brother history. She is a big name out there, and if she can get that paycheck, and you know, her kids are a little older now, so I feel like there is more incentive, especially like when your kids get older. I feel like when she was doing her interviews after The Amazing Race, she was like, it's nice to get away from the house for a little bit. So I'm sure she doesn't want to get away for too long, but maybe if the time is right and maybe if the paycheck's right, I wouldn't say it's a zero possibility. I think maybe, but probably not.
Thank the Lord. Her daughter is recently free of cancer. So I just don't know if she wants to leave her for an extended period of time, given the health concerns. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to like, I'm not going to speak for Brittany, but it's something to think about. So I don't know if she's gung ho to leave her kids.
Right.
My guess would be no.
Yeah.
Personally. Yeah. But, season 13, I think, there's not a lot of options here. But I do feel like for me, I think big one to talk about is Danny. And even potentially Danny and Dom together, I think.
Yeah, I would love that. And I feel like I'm just being the pessimist here, but I'll just keep that going. I just don't see it. I just feel like Dani has been, you know, she would, I think, like to play again, I think deep down, but just the association with Dani and her dad and the fact that everything with her in relation to Big Brother has had to do with her and her dad. And I don't know how that relationship has played out over the past, you know, few years. I don't know that there's a very good relationship there, but I feel like once she gets back on the show, it just becomes her opening that back up. And if she's gotten some distance between her mm-hmm. and Dom and her dad, it's like, why go back and open that can of worms again? Like, she knows that her dad does Big Brother commentary. She knows that he is like watching the show every second of his life when Big Brother's on. Does she really want him watching her for an entire summer again?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, is Big Brother really like the thing that links them the most? Or is it the fact that, you know, that their father and daughter, you know? I feel like
that puts them in the spotlight.
I know that was the storyline on the show, but I don't know. I feel like, if anything, it's her opportunity to really break free from that association that, like, you know, like, this is me playing on my own now. Like, it has nothing to do with him. And if they asked her, she'd probably be like, okay, but I don't want us talking about my dad all the time. Like, I don't want us to be bringing that up. And I feel like they wouldn't mind that either. I don't know how much they want to be associated with Evil Dick anymore. So, I could definitely see it. And also, we know how much they love romance. They love showmances. The Dani and Dom Big Brother romance is like it's not only like ridiculously adorable, and they're like such a great couple, but it also it's the only one from the show that hasn't been explored on TV. Like, the TV viewers like have basically no idea that Dani and Dom are a thing. They probably don't even remember Dom, but like, for them to be able to go back and be like, she met the love of her life on season 13, the couples season, like, I feel like they love that. And they recently asked her back to come and, you know, celebrate with Nicole or whatever it was. And she said yes to that, not really knowing what it was. So I feel like there are a lot of pieces in place.
That just, that wasn't playing though. And that's why I just feel like, I don't think, you know, as great as Dom is, and it seems like they're a very happy couple and they're adorable together, I don't know that they're bringing Dom back. Even if it is like a plus one to Dani, I feel like that's the same kind of thing where I've thought that, like, if they bring Bailey back, do they want Bailey and Swaggy or just Bailey? There's, you know, Nicole and Victor, you could probably say the same thing. I think they love Victor, but, you know, maybe they just want Nicole. They don't always need to have both halves of the couple, but then I don't know. I think my number one thing is just Dani not wanting to play the game again. I would imagine that she still, like, I might have already said this, but she, I think, has the desire to still play the game, just knowing the effects that would come afterwards involving her dad having watched and commented on the show just probably isn't worth it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think she's hungry. I think she wants it.
I think she's hungry too, because of the fact that she's another one that keeps up with the season. She's always tweeting about everything. I wish I could still see those tweets. I'm blocked, so I can't see them. But I do kind of share Matt's hesitation, because she's going to have to come out of the house, and then somebody is going to tag her in whatever Evil Dick has said, and that's annoying. But you know, maybe she doesn't give a shit. Maybe it happens to her anyway. People tag her in her dad's stuff all mm-hmm. the time anyway. So it's not like she's really going to, it's just going to be an uptick because she's on TV at this point. But if she has built up a resistance to it at this point, then like you said, Taryn, she could be more, more interested in breaking free of that dad-daughter narrative and like playing with her husband. And playing with her husband would be a good way to do that. So
yeah,
if they invite him back,
the audience remembers you for the last time they saw you. Like, your current life has nothing to do with how the audience sees you anymore, and so they mm-hmm. remember her as Dick's daughter. If she played again without him there and she didn't talk about him, they'd remember her a lot, even more so for just her. Right. And I think that would be something that maybe she would want. I mean, we're speculating a lot at this point, but I think she's hungry for it. I think she wants it.
Yeah.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Big Brother 14. I think, I don't think anybody but Ian, really. But
which
I think
is crazy because this is such a great season. It's one of my favorite seasons, and I'm looking at it and I feel the same way. Like, they already brought Frank back, the returnees. It's hard to see, you know. I mean, we talked
would
about
they bring him back again.
Who
do you think they would ask him, so. Or do you think Frank would say no? Like, which Frank? Which is it? Do you think they wouldn't ask, or do you think Frank would say no?
They don't need him again. They already saw him come back, and not much came
after,
from that.
After the, you know, the misconduct in the BB18 house and what happened on Survivor, and like, I don't think they're touching him again.
Right.
Yeah, they don't need that. That's what I'm saying. This cast gave us such a great season, especially, you know, with Brittany being there. And I mean, a lot of that had to do with Dan. But yeah, no, I don't see it for anybody here except Ian. If Ian wants to play, I'm not sure where Ian is on his current state of being involved with Big Brother. Obviously, he came on RHAP for a couple of years to do commentary, you know, each Thursday night. And, you know, he was in on the show for a while, but it's been a couple of years. And I don't know, maybe some distance, maybe some time will have eased him from that. But if he does come back, you know, he's got the redemption story of people didn't think that he deserved to win. So he's here to prove himself, or at least he's just a big super fan that's here to just try the game again. So there are ways they could go with him if they decide to call him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the kind of player, like, you know, I think he could take it or leave it at times, but I think if you tell him this is an All-Star season, we want you for the All-Star season, I feel like he wants it. And he's got a lot to prove, you know. I feel like he has matured and has grown as a person and as a strategic player. And I think that he could come back and do really well and sort of prove that, like, no, I have something here. Mm-hmm. I didn't just get lucky. And so I feel like, you know, I think there's a lot of pieces in place for this one.
I mean, this is the guy that came up like with an entire plan and like had a whole like whiteboard of contingency plans for the contingency plans. And that he we see that in his intro package for the show. And then when he eventually wins, we see him go on the talk with Julie Chen and the rest of those women and rehash his entire plan and talk about how he did everything that he said he was going to do. So he is a gamer. Like, he likes this kind of stuff. So I could totally see him doing it again to be like, see, I didn't get lucky the first time. I had a plan again and it still worked. So yeah, Ian would definitely say yes. I could see it.
Mm-hmm. Big Brother 15. I feel like it's gonna be tough to find anyone from Big Brother 15 that's gonna play again. I think a lot of people want Amanda, but I don't think there's any way that's happening. It's like they honestly, quite honestly, they protected Amanda a lot already
up until a point.
I don't think they're keen to do it again, or have to, you know, basically like it, because if they cast Amanda again, they'll have to like hear from the people that
she
were like,
literally called a black girl on television Shaniqua. She ain't coming back. She was racist on the season, and it's just so much of a headache to have to deal with rehashing all of that stuff, because you can't be silent about it. You have to, especially given what's going on right now. You bring somebody back from BB15, even if it was somebody like Helen, they still have to talk about, oh yeah, that was the season where they were saying this, that, and the third. And we've seen time and time again that Big Brother decides to shy away from that stuff if they have the choice to. So in a season where you can literally curate your cast, why would you go after anybody from this toxic ass season?
Yeah, I think Alyssa would be the only one that I would consider them seeing them consider, because obviously they just had her back on The Amazing Race. But at the end of the day, when they did The Amazing Race, they were only talking about, you know, her and her relationship with her sister. Nothing came up from Big Brother. And if she came back on Big Brother, like Amon said, they would probably have to talk about her time on Big Brother 15. And like, it's so much easier to just continue pushing them under the carpet and pretending like they don't exist. So I think this is a pretty commonly shared sentiment all across like Big Brother fans that Big Brother 15 is probably just never coming back. You know, people might want Andy, but I just don't know that they would do it.
I do think that like they could do Andy, because Andy as the winner and has his own storyline. I feel like they could talk about Andy and his game without bringing up any of the controversial stuff from the season. And, you know, he could talk about like being a rat floater and like people not respecting him, hating him after the season, all of that stuff. But I think that like he should play again. Like I would love to see Andy playing again. And see what that would be like, how he would play. Would they ask him, I think, is another question. He's somebody who is not like afraid to be very vocal about things. And I can't imagine that they're super fond of that. And it just might be easier to just leave 15 off the table.
Honestly, they expect that.
The cast of BB15 is... Well, I won't say the cast, but a lot of them that are on Twitter are very, very vocal, and they know that they can be that way because they just don't think they're ever getting asked back. So at this point, what's done is done. Like Andy has talked his shit. McRae has talked his shit. We know Amanda has talked all sorts of shit. So it's just not going to happen. And which makes it's sad because of the fact that there are people on there that were fan favorites, like Alyssa Slater, like a Candace, that I would love to see Candace come back and not have to deal with racism. I think maybe they should bring Candace back strictly because of that. But will they do it? It's CBS, so probably not.
Yeah. 16, season 16. I think there are a few options here. I think, you know, like, why hasn't Devin come back? It's a great question. I think Donnie has to be a lock. I mean, I think they would ask him. I think he would say yes.
He posted on his Instagram.
He fits the sort of like the older kind of father figure-ish kind of archetype. I think him and Kevin would probably be competing for a similar spot. But if you're and I love Kevin too, I think he'd be great. But I think that
Donnie's
probably go Donnie. I think Donnie still has the record for like most amount of votes for him, like won by the biggest percentage in terms of fan favorite vote. So, you know, I think they have to go with Donnie. And I think Donnie's got to be one of the more likely people. If there is an all-star cast, I think Donnie is a lock.
Bring back Joey. Bring back Joey.
No, stop. I mean, the big name here for me is obviously Zach Rance. I just would love to see Zach again. And I know he put on his Instagram story today. First, two things. One, I think he said, like, responding to the rumors, he was like, I would never play again. And then the next slide was like, unless Frankie was there as well. Thank you, reunited. I was like, honestly, give it to me. I don't care. I'll take it. I don't care. If that's what it takes to get Zach back, sounds good. But he also posted, I think today, saying that he posted a picture of him and some of the other people from his season. And he was like, you never know. And then the next slide was like, I'm just kidding. People don't believe everything that you read online, like implying that All-Stars rumors are not true or that he's not coming back. I'm not sure. Zach should have been back on a television show of some sort by now. If it's not Big Brother, I don't know what MTV is doing, not bringing him onto one of their shows. He is just entertaining like beyond belief, and he has so many fans.
How can you say that? Like, of course they're not going to bring him back when he's on Instagram saying like these shows are fake, they're dumb, they're all rigged. So like, of course he's not going to be asked back.
He said these shows. He didn't say these shows. He said Big Brother.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only show he's been on.
Right.
It's a 1-for-1 ratio.
I wonder
he's been on one show. He's trashed one show.
I mean, all sorts of these networks have dealt with much worse. Like, people get off of challenge seasons and they go trashing the show, and then they get called back the very next season. So this is really nothing new for them. Like, it's very
that's the challenge.
Well, so I'm saying I would want him to be called for that if he's not going to get called back on Big Brother. I feel like maybe he has been saying that kind of stuff because he feels like he's already burned his relationship with CBS. I don't know. It sucks because I love Zach and I just wish that he would come back, but it doesn't seem the most likely. You know, they have other people from 16 that they could easily call, whether it's Caleb because he's already been on Survivor and they keep him around, or Cody, who has not gotten a second shot yet but easily could. There's other names on here if they want to bring in some BB16ers.
I'm with you. I would love for Zach to come back. It just, it can't happen because of all. I mean, he was literally on Catherine Dunn's IG live doing an interview talking about how everything was rigged and how, I mean, literally citing, you know, how some of these competitions that they were competing in were, looked like production may have like tilted the scale a little bit for certain players, which Catherine was very funny. She was like, oh, I don't think that's true. Just so the CBS knows, I don't think that's true. I disagree, because clearly she would love to come back. But yeah, it just can't happen.
She did have a genuinely good point, though, which is like, if they were tilting the scales, why didn't I win anything? because she's obviously aware of the fact that she was very much, I think, a favorite of production. But yeah, I just think like, and it's not only that, it's not only what Zach said recently. It's like his sort of behavior on social media since his time on the show. I think he was the lock to come back of anybody, ever, right after season 16. And he's done nothing but basically make sure that's not going to happen.
And there's like that alleged like subtweet that people are attributing to Zach, because Zach said something maybe during BB18, I'm not sure when, but he said something along the lines of, oh, okay, I'm ready to come back now, I want to play Big Brother again. And then Robin Cass tweets shortly afterwards, don't bite the hand that feeds you, and everybody thinks that that was her essentially saying, no, bitch, you fucked up, never happening. So yeah, we will never get Zach again, so I guess all we can do is just appreciate the clips on YouTube.
Yeah, I could see Cody coming back. You know,
I wouldn't mind Cody at all. Yeah,
to bring Polly on, you know, I could see that. I could see, certainly Frankie. I mean, I think it's a possibility for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, who knows what he's doing right now? But if he's in the middle of just nothing, Broadway's closed. If you know, he has no projects going on outside the house and they call him, it depends on how much he's going to ask for in terms of a paycheck. But if they're able to work it out, then I easily can see him coming back and improving or trying to improve his reputation based on, like, you know, a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people didn't enjoy him on the show, and he might have some, you know, some effort within him to change that.
Yeah, I know a few people that I've spoken with him personally, and he is very aware of the way that he was perceived on the show. And I think that he would definitely, given the opportunity, he would try and change that narrative. Who I'm really interested in is Derek, though, because I feel like there's a chance that he'd come back. I heard him on Nicole and Victor's podcast a few months back, and the two of them were talking about whether or not they would go back for an All-Star season. And Nicole was saying that she just probably would never come back. And Derek said to her, like, no, you know that if CBS called you today and asked for you to come back for All-Stars, you would definitely say yes. And Nicole said, I will go back if you will go back. And I think there's a chance that Derek might want to come back here. I do.
I don't see it. I don't think he comes back unless it's Legends, unless it's Winners, or a shorter season. You know, he's doing very well with his TV show. He's got a family, like his reputation. He's already one of the greatest.
Yeah.
And to come back on in a season without other great players, like, even if he does well, I'm not sure it's enough.
How many great players are we talking? 2, 3, 4? Like, what's the Derek Ray ratio here?
I think he needs Dan or Will on the season with him. I think that you know, I think that's what he wants, so that he can beat one of them. I feel like, for me, it's like the difference between Derek coming back for this kind of All-Stars versus, you know, an All-Winners or Legends, which frankly is never going to happen. But it's like Tony coming back for Game Changers versus Tony coming back for Winners at War. There's a difference.
But like you said, like, that's probably never going to happen. We're never going to see a season of the 3Ds. It's just never going to happen. And I just feel like if there is a time for you to come back, and it's All-Stars to just do it. You know what I mean? You already talked your shit on Nicole's podcast. Put your money where your mouth is. Do it. I want to see it.
All right. I don't think it would happen. I don't think it would. Season 17, I think you've got Devon.
Yes.
You've got Shelly, Jackie. Mm-hmm. Would Becky come back?
They don't need Becky.
They don't need her, but they definitely would reach out to her.
By a train.
No, I mean, the number one name from BB17, you're looking at Davon. Davon has been waiting for a while to get called back to Big Brother. She was on the challenge for how many seasons, and she stopped answering the call for them for like personal reasons, I believe. But now, you know, she's been vocal on Twitter before saying like, where's BB? Where's All Stars? Let's do it. I'm ready to play. So if she's ready to go, then she will be on the season. And like, obviously, I don't think anybody has any qualms with that. But yeah, other people that you just
named, never doesn't make good TV. There's just like, she's such a, like, I can't, like, she must be a casting person's dream. Like, it's just like, well, given,
except when
no risk,
except when like they bring her back for like a buyback competition and she jumps off within seconds because she's just over it.
We don't gotta talk about that. I just need for y'all to understand how, if Davon comes back for this season, and even so much like, if she is not the second person eliminated, I will be cheering. In the event that she is not the first person in jury, I will be cheering my ass off. And in the event that she makes it to the final five, the final four, the final three, is sitting in the final two, wins All Stars 2, even if it's not the most great, the best cast, I will not let anybody hear the end of it, because this is what we want. This is what we deserve. This is what she wants. This is what she deserves. And I need for it to happen. So yes, she'll be getting the call. Yes, she will be saying yes. And yes, my ass will be glued to the feeds for the entirety of the summer watching Miss Davon Rogers. I need it in my life. I deserve it. I just do.
I think also, I think Johnny Mack has to be.
He has to be.
Like, it's a crime that he hasn't already been asked back. I think he wants to. He's also, you know, a great personality. Like, even when he wasn't always gaming the hardest on 17, but he was still great TV. And I think he would come back, and I think he would game harder. I think that he would be more fun than he was the first time. He almost won America's Favorite, you know, he should have won America's Favorite. I think it's a no brainer. He needs to be back on our screens.
Yeah. Johnny Mack is an obvious one. And then the other people or person that I see from this, from BB17 is the Nolan twins. I feel like after their appearance on the challenge, like, they're obviously keeping their names out there as people that are, you know, just available. If you need us on your show, we're happy to come join. Like, they don't seem to be too pushy
about it.
They're
in the background of like a billion different shows.
They pop up in places you never expect them to. So, I mean, on an All-Stars cast, I don't know if you expect them to or not, but I definitely feel like they will be there. I feel like they like them a lot. I don't know about both, but at least one.
But that's the thing. Like, their thing is that they're twins, that they're a package deal. There's two of them. That was the thing that made them stand out in Big Brother 17. But on an All-Star season, are you really going to give it two spots for,
especially if you want one of them to be Dominic and Danny?
And why don't you, I mean, why not do one? I mean, I get that they were highlighted for being twins, but look at Natalie Anderson, who was able to play without her twin and win Survivor and then come back for a second appearance. And people love Natalie.
Well, that's because like, she really made a name for herself on Survivor without her twin. I feel like the Nolan twins, they don't have a, like a big distinction between
well,
them.
The story,
like, which one do you choose?
The story would, no, it would be Liz, because you would say that Liz made the final two. She played the first time with her sister, who, you know, Julia going out at six, wasn't that to like help further Liz's game? And she was like all crying on the way out, like, now this is all your game, like, you go on and win this. She was obviously with Austin at the time, and now Austin and her are not together anymore. So it would be like, I don't have my sister, I don't have a guy that, you know, I'm into, and this is me finally getting a chance to play my own game, and I'm going to come in here. And and she's just, I think they like her as, like them as TV characters most, first and foremost. So there's a story, and I think there's an interest.
I think it's possible. I think I'm not completely sold though.
She's just not good TV. You know what I mean? Like, she's only good TV when she has her sister there. And I just feel like her alone is just like not very captivating to me. And Yeah. I mean,
they didn't have a very successful stint on the challenge.
No. Which is why Big Brother is an easy way to just return back home, because challenge is not calling anytime soon.
Well, yeah, for them. But I don't know, like, what's the incentive for the Big Brother producer?
I don't know. There's not a whole lot of great picks.
Do we think that Shelly would come back? She's kind of
people are like all over the place, like talking about how Shelly is, you know, a name people have put
people
on their list.
Shelly.
I like Shelly. I did not expect to be 4 years after that season, or 5 years now, to be thinking that she's a strong possibility for an all-star season.
She's kind of a unique character. Like, she was just like a very like sort of secure woman who just like just played hard and like really like both her and Vanessa, where they were such a great pair. They were both strong players but very different in their approach. Mm-hmm. And I think it also really helps that like she was so good in the jury, like so respectful of the players and wanted to vote for the best player regardless of who screwed her over. And people just they have fond memories of Shelly. She was fun.
I mean, I'll never forget the hype when people thought that she was coming back for BB18, because they announced that there were going to be four returnees and they used like a bunch of silhouettes, and one of the silhouettes was Shelly, and they were like, oh my gosh, she's coming back! So I guess it's like a little bit of leftover excitement from that disappointment.
But yeah, I think that would be a good one. Obviously, I think they'd love to have Vanessa, but I don't think she's interested and I don't think she's able.
Three babies at home. There's no way Vanessa is leaving her three little newborn babies to
play. I could see a scenario where she gets the call.
She gets the call, and, but
oh, they're gonna call her.
No. I'm saying I could see in the Russo household her answering the phone, talking it through, putting the phone down, looking over to her wife and being like, now let's just have a conversation.
And then the three babies upstairs are crying. No way.
Ultimately, I don't think that she would.
She didn't have babies. I think she's over it.
Yeah, I
think so.
I don't see it. Maybe in the future. Maybe in the future for sure. I can see her and Tiffany doing the Amazing Race 75 together. I don't know what season they're up to.
The Amazing Race, yeah. But like, you know, she was gonna like write a book about her experience, but I don't think she ever did. She's not exactly talking about Big Brother very often. Like, she did her own, did her thing with law school. She started a family. You know, she didn't even love poker that much. Like, she didn't love like the having to, you know, take money from people. I don't think she loves, like, she's good at these things. I don't think she loves them. And I don't think she loves the Big Brother community. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, she did have like a bit of a rough time when she got out. So yeah, I could definitely. She's happy right now. She's happy. She's got her wife. She's got three triplets. Like, so you're probably right, Matt.
To make the tie in from 17 to 18, James, are we getting James again? I really hope not.
No. I don't think you bring back the losing finalist, basically a losing finalist, like the goat that was going to be dragged to the end. I think or that should have been dragged to the end. I don't think he.
All right. Yeah. I really don't think we need him again. It's just, you know, how CBS loves their James prank segments. Like, it's just I don't know.
Also ruined every blind side. Like, they have to know that this is not good.
I hope so. I don't need him. Yeah, hope you're right.
I think they could do Jose. I think they could do even Big Meech, I think, is a possibility. I think she was a big kind of character on the season. But for the most part, I don't know if 18 is going to get a lot of love. Maybe Natalie.
I definitely, 18, you have Jose and Natalie, who I think both had, again, time on the challenge, and that has kind of expired to this point. So they're pretty much also free agents. And I think that those are two people. I mean, they've made a name for themselves by going other directions and, you know, just keeping attention on them all these years. So by by capitalizing on that, I think Big Brother has a very, you know, it's like you're going to get a lot more out of bringing Natalie back than you are out of getting Big Meech back at this point. Like, Natalie still has people that are interested in what she's doing, and she's evolved to become such a whole different person from where she was at, you know, Big Brother 18. Like, she has just, you know, just shared so much more of herself with the world in that time. And she is truly just, she's got so much more story to tell now at the point that she's at in her life. So I think Natalie is probably a lock if they do this. Jose, I still think he's probably there. And then the only other person from this season that I think is definitely will be getting a call and probably saying yes is Paul, because I am pretty convinced that they would want Paul back no matter what.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think we have to talk about Nicole as well, like Nicole and Victor. This is more their season than Paul's, I think. And, you know, Paul's got 19, where we can talk about him. But like, I think Nicole could come back. I think that, like, I think Nicole, Paul, Tyler, I think those are like three of the bigger names of the last like 5 years in the show. And so I think all of them will get the call. The question is like, does Nicole come back? Does she do it again? I don't know if she does.
Yeah, she got her win and she got her man. So like, what does she really still need from the show? I don't know. I mean, if the paycheck was big enough and I could see it being big enough because they really like Nicole a lot, then potentially, you know, if both of them, her and Victor, get a big paycheck, why not? I think that would be that Danny and Dom spot that you were hoping that they would get. I think that would go to Victor and Nicole. If you're going to have one couple in the house, I think it's a lock that it would be them two. I just don't think that she needs to play again. I think, you know, from her own perspective, I think she got her win and she's just content with that.
She's like kind of in the Cochran spot where it's like, you know, yeah, didn't have a great first run,
yep,
won the second time. Like, even for an all winter season, I feel like she might turn that.
That's
down,
what I'm saying. You know, yeah. So if you were like, comparing her, yeah, to Cochran, that's exactly that. Cochran said no. So Cochran, I mean, so Nicole, if she is in that spot, it's just, she doesn't need anything else from this show to complete her experience. Plus she gets, she's a lot of hate, fine, on the way out of her season. Mm-hmm. She gets a lot of people that don't like her. So I don't know that the good is outweighing it, especially Aman was mentioning at one point about how, like, on her podcast, she talks a lot about, you know, the struggles that she's faced since the show. So,
yeah, not, she deals with a lot of anxiety nowadays, and I just don't feel like she wants to open herself up to any of that. And she is fine. She's living with Victor, making cookies, making jam. She's good. I think that they are really, really happy right now. And Victor just got out of the some sort of like police academy. Like, they are doing their own thing. They're good.
Not great timing.
I know, not great timing at all. Defund the police. But yeah. Polly ain't coming back. If there's anybody that wants us to talk about Polly, he's not coming back. And if he were a contender, his brother is definitely taking his spot. So, not going to happen.
Yeah, folks. I think they'd rather have. I don't think they want Polly. So 19. Obviously, Paul. We were talking about it a little bit earlier that there's a lot to like. It would be a lot of Paul if we got Paul. Like, we got two seasons off of Paul. If he came back, that would be three Pauls out of five Pauls. And that's a lot of Paul. And so, like, would they want that? I think they have to. I think he's such a key figure. You can't really have an all-star season without him.
No, if he wants to come back, the spot is his. And it's like, he's like the number one, him and Tyler probably are like the number one and two on the list of who they would want to bring back. I get that people might be a little tired of him after those two seasons of 99 days apiece or whatever it was. It's just, you know, it's been 2 years. People have had a break and people remember Paul. He is a big character. He is a big player. And whichever way the game ends up going for him, you can be guaranteed that he will be yelling in the diary room. He will be screaming pissed at people. He will be causing arguments and fights and stirring things up with his usual gameplay. And it won't be the Big Brother 19 cast. It'll be a group of people that know his game, that have seen him play before, and won't probably let him do the same thing over again. But it'll be a good test for him to see, A, if he's learned anything about how to get past that fourth jury vote, and B, if he's learned anything about just, you know, going, I mean, not learned anything, but like if he can find a way to play a similar game to, he's good at getting to the end, but can he do that with people who know that he's going to be that good?
I don't need it. I know he is definitely, like, if not the number one name on the callback list, number two, number three, he's up there. I know that he's getting a call. He probably would say yes. We've had damn near 200 days of Paul Abrahamian, and I don't need another 100. I'm sorry. It's just, I don't need to see anything else from him, because we've seen it all. We've seen him as the underdog. We've seen him as the overdog. What else is he going to do? Be in the middle? Like, I don't need that. Like, I don't need that from him. Like,
I want to see the evolved version of Paul, who, because I feel like there is some unfinished business here, that there is still a lot of uncertainty about, like, who is Paul as a player? Is he good, or was he just put in with a bunch of idiots as a person who had experience? Like, is he just terrible at jury management, or did he get a little unlucky? You know, a lot of people still say he's one of the greatest players of all time. A lot of people say, no, he's like Russell Hantz. He can't win this game. And I feel like there is some space for him to play the game with other players who have experience and are well suited to the game. I feel like the first time, he had no idea what he was doing. People way overrate his Big Brother 18 game, in my opinion. He got outclassed by a lot of different people. He had some good moves here and there, but for the most part, he was, you know, walking blindly. Second season, he had experience. He knew what he was doing. Unfortunately, did not study up on the faults that he had in his previous game and like what jury management is. But like did very well against a cast of new players who didn't really know what they were doing. So how does Paul fare as somebody who has now learned the game, is knowledgeable about how to play against other people who also have that experience, who are also knowledgeable? I think I know the hesitancy, but I think he is the kind of player that you want thrown into a mix like this. You know, he's going to play hard. You know, he knows how to play. He's not going to be dancing, you know, returning players on his puppet strings. He's going to have to get in the mix and get his hands dirty and play. And I don't think he'll be saying pissed. I don't think he'll be doing those things. I think that he has, you know, it's been a couple years now. I think that he has grown a bit, just based on what I've seen from him, like on Twitter and here and there. Like, I think mm-hmm. that he is at least a little bit embarrassed right. about, some of the things that he was doing in previous seasons. And so I do think we'll see a different version of Paul. And I think, I don't think he'll make it to the end. I think we'll just see a different version. We'll probably see him get cut somewhere, and I think it'll be a good ingredient in the mix of players, especially if we don't get a lot of other good hard playing players.
Yeah, and just to be clear, like, I don't have anything against Paul personally. Like, I don't have the same amount of like hate that a lot of this fandom has for him. I just don't know if he is somebody that I'm going to want to root for again. I just don't know. And you could be you have very valid points, Taryn.
Root against him. He's a villain.
That's true. But I've already done 99 days of that in BB19. I don't want to do it again. I just don't want to do it again.
I think it'll be a lot more fun to root against him when rooting against him doesn't have to mean, okay, I'm rooting for Mark and Elena. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean,
if you're like, yeah, Tyler, get him. Like, I feel like you'll have more fun.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I definitely would.
It's just that he has more story to tell. I get that Amon is saying he's seen the story and he doesn't think that there is more, but it's just, it was his continuous story of him playing back-to-back seasons. He came in second. He got brought back as the only returnee and finished in second again. And just watching him finish in that exact same spot, in that exact same heartbreaking fashion to him, where it was, you know, 5-4 and then another 5-4, and watching his reaction as he saw it was going to happen again. And he has not been back on Big Brother since then. I mean, maybe a hosting competition kind of thing, but he has not played again. And of course, I mean, it was so recent, of course, why would he? But I think if you do All-Stars, you need to have him there in addition to Tyler, who, you know, we're going to talk about, but you need to have that three back-to-back-to-back story of just three seasons in a row where you thought this person was potentially going to win. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if everybody thought that Paul was going to beat Nicole. I feel like it was a little bit more up in the air at the time, but just having these three times where somebody lost 5-4 in this fashion, I feel like that's a story that you need on your All-Star season if they are willing to come back.
No, he's definitely willing. He'll be there.
I also think Cameron has an outside chance.
And Christmas.
I think it's possible with Christmas. I think like she's got the broken leg storyline. Even like
the broken leg storyline
of Josh, maybe, if they're able to pull him away from the challenge. I think he's definitely been giving the challenge, you know, content, I guess.
Nice word,
the problem with Josh, I think, is that he hasn't like evolved enough since Big Brother 19. Like he's still very much Josh on the challenge. Yeah. And so I don't know if there's enough of a like growth storyline there yet.
I love Josh, but I think he has more to lose from coming back right now. I really do.
Yeah, he wants to come back. And that's the thing is, like, I feel like him and Davon are linked up in a way where I think the two of them are definitely like close friends from their time being on all these shows together, or at least they've been on the challenge at least twice together, I think. And I feel like if he knows that Davon is saying yes and they ask him, that might push him to say yes, because I feel like he really wants to play Big Brother with her. But I don't know. I think at the end of the day, if he still has the challenge as an option, he's going to stay on that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's like Alex and Jason.
Nope. Pass.
I mean, yeah, but just because we would pass doesn't, I mean, production seemed to really like Alex.
No.
I don't know.
No.
That would be one of the like, come on, guys.
No.
Picks. All right. Season 20. I think there's so many options here. I think, you've got Swaggy and Bailey, who, like, seem, you know, they're on the challenge this season, but it seems like, you know, that people have gotten the sense from Swaggy that they're maybe not interested in returning to the challenge anytime soon. At least that's kind of the vibe I think they've given off. And I think that on the challenge, Bailey has talked about, like, man, it really hurt Swaggy to not do well on Big Brother. It really hurt his ego for a while. Like, I feel like he's hungry to redeem himself. And the way that he went out in Big Brother 20 was so exciting and so big. That veto ceremony is still like one of the best veto ceremonies they've ever had. And like, I feel like there's a lot of storyline there that they can get from Swaggy if he's willing to come on.
Yeah, I think that he would definitely want a shot to redeem himself. I think he is so in love with his wife, and I feel like there's a possibility that he probably does not come back if Bailey is also not invited back. So out of all of the couples that we have talked about thus far, I feel like those are probably the two that are the most likely to take up that slot and actually come back. Yeah, I think that his time on the challenge right now, I mean, there's a lot of drama surrounding one of the other cast members of this current season, and he doesn't really seem to be too interested in returning. I don't really know the logistics behind contracts. Obviously, we know everything about like the Viacom merger, so maybe that might not be that much of an issue. I'm actually a little bit more excited for Bailey. I feel like Swaggy went out on a really tough note and he fought like hell to stay in the game. He really did. But I feel like Bailey has also a bit more of a redemption story because of the fact that she stayed a little bit longer and she got screwed over by Tyler and that whole, you know, drama surrounding her exit as well. And I just think that this is a...
Tyler and Bailey in the same house again.
Yeah, that would be that. I think that would be good TV. I really do.
I don't see it. I think Bailey has been building a career. I mean, not building, like she's beginning a career over on the challenge. I think they're really investing a lot in her character. She's made it far in the season so far. She's past the halfway point, and she's just like, for a rookie to go this far and not even, she has, I mean, at this point in time that we are recording this, she has she's not faced an elimination yet. Like, that's pretty impressive to have been doing as good as she has been doing and to have just been built up as just the character that she has been. I think that she, I don't know if they want to go back, if they do, if they don't. I feel like if they have an option on the table, like the challenge is filming this summer and Big Brother's also potentially filming this summer, I think she would go with the challenge because they probably pay more and she can get more out of returning on that show in terms of like income. But I don't know for sure. I feel like my main names on BB20, obviously Caitlin, obviously Brett, and obviously Tyler. But then I also would throw in Rachel and maybe Haley, but Rachel is like my wild card in that group. So that's who I see for BB20.
Yeah, I think Caitlin is a lock. Like, we know she wants to come back. We know that the way she went out was very memorable. There's a lot of redemption story there. And so I feel like, you have to bring Caitlin back. And then Rachel, I would love for them to bring Rachel back. I think she's great. I think she would be great. I think she, also would have a great redemption story. I think the problem is there are so many options on this cast, at what point are you just bringing back half of the Big Brother 20 cast when you have, you know, Bailey and Caitlin and Haley and, and even like Angela maybe. I think it might be hard. Might be hard for her to get to make the cut, but I think she should. You do have I don't think we're getting Fessy. I don't think we're getting Scotty. I think Haley definitely. I think they would want her. I don't know if she would say yes. She's got her own life going on. She's building her own thing. So I don't know. I don't know how willing she would be to come back. But I think they would want her to come back.
Yeah. If you're talking about having a lot of BB20 people, I wouldn't mind it. I think, if there's always a season or not always, but in Big Brother 7, the original All-Star season, they had a bunch of people from BB6. So it's like, not unheard of that they would have four, maybe even like five people from that cast that end up on All-Stars if they do it right now. So, I wouldn't be surprised, and I would much rather them do, a bunch of returnees from BB20 than have that many people from BB21. So if they're going to take a large crop, give me those guys.
I mean, the thing to remember, though, is that like Big Brother 6 had four people from their season on All Stars, right? And they only had like five seasons to choose from. So if that was a lot for All Stars, it's hard to see a season where you have basically 20 seasons to choose from, but if we're being more realistic, more like 12 to 13 seasons to choose from. The idea of a season getting more than four players on the season is probably far-fetched. But again, like they might be really like scraping from whatever barrel they've got at this point. So, they might be desperate enough, but I would imagine that they're going to shy away from pulling more than four, certainly, from one season. And, when you have a stacked season like Big Brother 20, where you've got Bailey and Swaggy and Caitlin and Tyler and Angela and Brett, that's a lot of people. And so, the cut's going to be made somewhere, I think.
Yeah. And Sam and Steve and Winston. And I don't know how you narrow it down and choose from all these big names.
Tyler is the only one that I really want to see from this season. I mean, of course, I want to see Bailey, and I would love to see Swaggy get his redemption. I would even go as far as to say I would be interested to see what the hell Rockstar does with a second chance. But realistically speaking, Tyler, like, come on. Like, and I really...
Okay, yeah, it's similar spot. Like, you can't have an All-Star season right now without Tyler in it. It's just not real. You'd have to call it something else.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't know if he would come back without Angela, and I just don't know if there's room for multiple duos. And I hope that he would just sit there and talk to Angela and be like, I really want to play.
They have to do everything in their power if it takes putting Angela on the cast with him. They have to do it in the same way that Will got Boogie to play with him. Put her on the cast if it means you got Tyler, because you can't not have Tyler on an All-Star cast. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. You can't. You really can't. And I think that there's a case to be made for Casey as well. I mean, she is not good television. She is just, she's not. I'm sorry, Casey Stans. She's boring as hell. She won. So there, congratulations. But I think that if you are looking for some winner slots and you want to get a female winner, she's probably the most likely to come back. Cause like we said, Nicole's probably not going to come back. Rachel can't come back. Like, and all the other old school players, winners are not going to come back. So she's probably the only one that would. So I think she's probably definitely in there as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, All Stars, they only had one winner. You know, like, I feel like they're not, I don't think they're hungry to put on winners onto the All-Star season. Yeah. I think that, and again, looking at all of the other BB20 people, I don't know, like, I don't know if they're putting Casey on and bumping, you know, like a Haley or a Caitlin or, you know, Angela, if it means that's what it takes for, to get Tyler on. Like, I don't know if they're going to bump anyone for Casey.
No, I definitely don't think Casey gets the call back. I think that especially, I mean, she also has to know that the challenge is more suited to her as well. Like, she is an athletic beast. Like,
she invented social strategy. So,
well, she can use that over there in the challenge as well. So she's really well suited for that show. She's as well as Bailey. Both of them are still in it, and Casey's already won an elimination. So she, at this point in time, is, you know, on the track towards the final, and she's got to be a top contender with all of the people left. Not to turn this into a challenge podcast, but I do definitely see them calling her back, even though she's not the most exciting television person. If she's able to compete, then they can create. They were creating storyline for her. They had a bunch of the veteran women on that show that were all interested in Casey in one way or another. So like they're trying to make.
She was swerving on that. I've been hearing she's been dodging a bunch of people.
Big Brother 21. I think if we're gonna pick four people, I think it's David, Kat, Nicole, Tommy. With, you know, maybe put Kemi in there somewhere with an outside chance. I can't really see anybody else.
No, yeah. It would be great to see Kemi. And she had this like cryptic tweet today where she was talking about, like, if you get an opportunity, you got to take it. You got to say yes. So I don't know what that had to do with. Maybe she's just trolling a little bit, but definitely would love to see her or David or Ovi or anybody. Oh, not Bella. Like from that early.
Well, Ovi can't now because he's running for office. You're not allowed to run for
Ovi's
office.
He's running for office.
Yeah, no. So yeah.
He's done. He can never come back now.
But David or Kemi, you know, people who really did not get a fair shake in that terrible group of you know, that awful part of that season there. Would love to see either of them come back. And then, like you said, Tommy feels like a lock. Nicole feels like the lock of the cast. If they want her back, she will be there, or the other way around. And yeah, that the BB21 people, I feel like they would like to stay away from them after the controversy, but like some of those less controversial names like Tommy or Nicole, I feel like they could easily bring those two.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the reason they would want David or Kemi is because this is recent enough that they can't just sweep it under the rug, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think they want to bring back Kemi or David or both to be like no, they deserve a second chance, and we are going to give it to them, and I think they really liked David. And I think that I would not be surprised if they wanted to give him a shot. I also think they liked Kemi, and I think that I don't think they would mind putting Kemi on the screen again. I think they absolutely should. I think that she'd be fantastic. But I mean, to be honest, I think they're both in contention.
Yeah, if they were serious last year when they said that they were looking into doing some cultural shifts over at Big Brother, and they said they were going to take a look at it, and you saw what happened when they were evicted, and you saw what happened when Kemi told us about the producer telling her to act a certain way, and then you, given the circumstances of what's going on in the country right now, and if you're serious about making a change, we saw the little cute tweet that CBS put out in Black Lives Matter and all that, then offer her another chance to be on the show. Will she take it? I don't know, because she did say that she was very embarrassed about her time, and she's sad that it's a part of her life story, which is, you know, it doesn't bode well. But if you're serious about making a change, then offer both of them a spot. I think that's the only way to really be serious about, you know, what you said that you were going to do.
Yeah, that's my hope is that it's Kemi's choice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think, as we said, I think Christy, you know, people might consider Christy, but again, I think you got to refrain from bringing on too many people. I don't think they do Tommy and Christy.
No.
And I think they, I don't think they liked do Tommy.
I don't think they do Christy and Caitlin.
Yeah, true. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, I think they liked Tommy more. I think, Tommy is going to get the call before Christy does. I don't think they would consider bringing her back eventually, but I don't think they would, if they're like looking at picking a bunch of people from this cast, I don't think they would go Tommy and Christy. So unless they did some kind of duos thing, but, which they certainly could, but yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't see a duos thing is because then who's Nicole's duo? Cliff, I guess, but I don't know that I see Cliff getting the call back.
Right. Like, I think, you know, there were rumors last year that they were doing duos. And it kind of made a little sense last year in the sense that, like, most of the people they'd want to bring back were involved in duos.
Right.
But I don't think that's necessarily the case this year. I would not say that that's particularly likely, nor quite honestly, do I think that any of this is particularly likely.
Same. But yeah, well, I mean, if it happens, we'll be excited. We have a long summer ahead of us, not a long summer, but a summer ahead of us. And it would be nice to have some Big Brother at all when many of us thought that we wouldn't get it in the first place. So to get some Big Brother would be good. And to get an All-Stars Big Brother would just be amazing. And in 2020, I think we deserve it.
Well, I mean, like,
go ahead, Trin.
Looking at the cast, like, looking at the people that
you have the cast
is like potentially realistic options. I do think that there's a good cast in there. I think that with the right casting people and the right amount of players that are saying yes, you can make a really fun, engaging, strategic, hard playing cast, from these realistic quote unquote options. Do I have faith in their ability to put that together? No, I don't. I just think that, like, when we go Alex and Jason and we're like, nah, I think they're going to be like, oh, Alex and Jason. When we talk about of course they're going to put in at least Kemi or David. I think they're probably going to be like, what? Why would we do that? So it's like, I just don't have that faith in them. And so even if this did happen, I feel like I'm not super optimistic. I feel like people like Paul and Tyler, if they're turning it down, where are the big names? Where are the big players? Is it just going to be like fan favorites who didn't really like play super well? Like what kind of cast are we going to see, even if this is something that happens? And again, these rumors happen all the time. People get contacted all the time. Just because it's out there doesn't mean it's real. This happens a lot.
Yeah.
I think that it's something that production wants to do. I think it's something that production is sort of like being forced to do a bit because of what's going on with COVID-19. They had to cancel all their open calls. And yes, everybody can still send in videos. Yes, they can still do semifinals and conduct Skype interviews from those that they have chosen. Yes, they can still fly a few people out for the finals in LA. But I just feel like given all the stuff that's happening right now, I think that it is within their best interest to go through with an All-Star season because you have familiar faces, which means you're going to have people that are more willing to play ball with production. You're not going to have the same worry about potentially casting people that are going on the live feeds and cause the next saga of problematic Big Brother players. And I just feel like it's, why not do it? Especially within the time crunch that you are under, would it really make sense to plan for an All-Star season, call all of these people, then scrap it entirely, then go and take a look at all those videos, call people over. I just feel like just go with the most parsimonious task. Just do what is, it's literally right there in front of you. There are plenty of people that want to come back. There are plenty of people that want to come back. Not all of them are people that we want to see come back. I acknowledge that. But like Taryn said, I think that there is a cast in there that they can formulate. And I think just do it. I mean, it's also the 20th anniversary of the show. Y'all just going to have a shortened ass season for the 20th anniversary and that's it? You're going to have Julie Chen come out in the outfit that she wore back in 2000 and call it a day? Like, do something.
Whoa, that's wild.
I just feel like this is the time to do it.
Yeah, this is definitely the time, but I don't know. I don't have to keep repeating about how, you know, burned we've been in past years. Not burned, but just like how many times are we going to believe it and then have it not come true and that whole thing. But if this turns out to be the year, then at the very least, besides the fact that we'll get an All-Star season, we won't have to deal with All-Stars rumors anymore. So that's like a bonus.
That's true. You know what, Matt? If any reason, do it for that reason so that we can finally put these All-Stars freaking rumors to rest for at least another 5 seasons, okay? Another five
seasons. Oh, no. Amon.
One season.
You know, like 2021, it's going to be like, so heroes versus villains, like second chances, first boots. What are we thinking, guys?
If anybody, I don't care who it is. If we get this All-Stars 2 and the next couple of seasons, people are talking about, oh, All-Stars 3, heroes versus villains, whatever the hell, you're blocked. Blocked.
You sound like Danny.
Oh boy. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. These rumors, you know, started circulating fairly recently, so I figured let's just wildly speculate. I apologize if we got anything wrong here. I don't think any of us are like social media experts. We're not moguls. We can't always stay on top of exactly what all these players want all the time. So if we said that some player might be interested when they've actually said no, then sorry, we didn't catch that, or vice versa. I think that we at least have some reads here, and we just wanted to talk it out and see what might be possible based on what might be realistic here. And so that's what we have. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. Matt, where can people find you?
You find me on Twitter at Matt Liguori, and you can check out Amon and I. We do a podcast on the TV show Glee that Taren has seen many times in his life. So if you guys want to check out that, it is The Choir Room in your iTunes feeds. And yeah, check that out.
You can find me at Amon Adwin on Twitter, you know, acting a fool, being a mess as per usual.
All right. And you find me as well on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Doing a lot of streaming there. I've also got the blockumentary going for Big Brother 4. Check that out. And once again, thanks for joining us. See you next time.